Unit 5. Two famous chefs working abroad.
Hi, Eric. So you're in China now. There must have been a real buzz when you opened your restaurant in Shanghai.
Hi, Shane. There was. There are plenty of restaurants of all kinds in Shanghai nowadays. And I think that there will be even more international restaurants in China in the future.
Why did you choose Shanghai?
It's a great business opportunity, as well as a fascinating place to run a restaurant.
How different are the ingredients?
Everything's different. The flour is different, the eggs are different. It's just so great to work with fresh spices. Spices that were only used in a dried form in the West. Nevertheless, the best thing has been the local fish. But how are things going in London? Is it hard to find good kitchen staff in London?
It's very difficult. Once we received the second Michelin star, things started to change for us. How about China?
You're less likely to find someone in China who has the experience you're looking for. But you're more likely to find someone who is willing to put in the effort to get that experience.
Does that mean all of your kitchen staff are local?
There are only two foreigners in my kitchen. Everyone else is from Shanghai.
Do you speak Chinese then?
Well, the kitchen staff in Shanghai speak much better English than the French staff did. However, the language of the kitchen is mostly Chinese.
That must be a little bit strange.
It's okay. You get used to it.
But it's quite a different culture. Do you find the staff have a different mentality?
The Chinese are very keen to learn. If you show them, in a respectful way, how to do a task, they're extremely happy to do it. And next time the task needs to be done, it'll be done perfectly.
Are you able to get all the ingredients you need there?
Well, for example, they do grow tomatoes here, but they're not good quality. Some of the herbs, such as mint and basil, taste different too. Still, you can get most things. We use very little that's imported.
Have you ever worked in London, Eric?
Not yet, but London's one of the most talked about cities for food right now, isn't it?
Yes, British restaurants are unbelievable. I'm really proud to be part of what's going on here. Australia has good restaurants, but nothing of the quality or variety that I've seen in the UK. Do you think you'll go back to New York anytime soon?
I don't know. There's so much I want to achieve here.
Well, good luck and thanks for finding the time to talk to me. I expect your working week is as long as mine.
Yes, it's about 80 hours.
Well, we'd better get back to the kitchen then. Bye, Eric.
Bye, Shane.